Bobby Sweet is a sixth-generation musician. Six generations? His people must have been with George Washington at the Delaware. He began performing at age 7 in his father's band and has shared the bill with many top country and folk artists, including Martin Sexton, Arlo Guthrie, Pete Seeger. I've seen him with all of them. Bobby's new album, All These Changes, will be released on June 11th, the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, and will host the CD release concert that night at 7 p.m. And Bobby will be appearing with the Bee Sweet Band. Bobby Sweet joins us now at the Linda to share some new songs and talk a little. Bobby, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Nice to be here, Alan.
Well, Bobby, I am a huge fan of yours. I think that your music and your ability to play that guitar thing is just extraordinary. And I'm sure people will be at that concert on Sunday, June 11th at the Colonial at 7 o'clock. Okay. So, and your website, just I want to say that in the beginning, is Bobby Sweet. That's one word, bobbysweet.com. Okay, Bobby, let's begin. Let me just ask you, what's it like? I know that you toured with Arlo. How was that?
Well, they were U.S. tours that I was on with Arlo. I've been out for four U.S. tours in the last 7 years or so. And what can I say? It's just it's amazing to stand there night after night next to a legend and just a master storyteller and entertainer, and to be part of such a great team. I mean, all great people there in the outfit, and playing support is actually was my original role as a guitar player before I was songwriter Bobby Sweet. I was sideman Bobby Sweet, so that's a comfortable old seat for me.
Well, it's a big tradition. I mean, the greatest guys in music, Willie Nelson and everybody else, started that way and were that way.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a more relaxed evening. I don't have to be up front and think of interesting things to say. So I can just be in the background and enjoy myself, you know.
So what's it like on the bus? I've often wondered. Arlo has these great big buses, as so many of these guys do. What's it like? Do you sit there? I mean, are you bored? Do you do anything? Do you play music?
The glamours of the road.
Yeah.
It's sometimes a challenge to keep yourself entertained I would go so far as to say keep yourself productive. Is, you know, when I'm at home, I've got my hands in a lot of little projects. And so being on the road, it can be a challenge sometimes. I figured out a way to bring a little bag of tools because I've been obsessed with violin building lately.
Really?
And actually was able to carve in most of the dressing rooms. I left a trail of wood chips across the country and hotel rooms as well. So that's how I was able to keep myself busy, or studying violin building or listening to music or reading.
So what are the temptations of the road? I mean, guys, there are people who, you know, they imbibe in dope, they cheat on their wives. How do you avoid all of that?
Well, we're not a group of 21-year-olds out there together either, and I think there is a lot more of temptation when you're younger. I think the hardest challenge for me, I'm 52 years old now, is just to get enough rest and try to eat right and feel as good as you can for the shows. The physical challenges are stressful, and it's easy to see how people, would want to take a pill to feel better or be awake for the show or something like that. I mean, it's not that I've ever needed to do anything like that, but I can understand how people get caught in that.
Yeah, people get caught.
Yeah.
They do. I mean, I get it. And how many nights a year are you away?
The tours I've been on typically have run over a period of 7 months or so. So we start in the fall, and that tour will run through typically till now.
But do you come home at all?
Yeah, we'd go out. They break it up into different legs, so we'd be out most of the fall with maybe a week home here or there, and then a holiday break, December into January, and then leave and go somewhere warm and go out for typically a month or sometimes 2 months at a time. I think the longest stretch I was out was 3 months.
Wow, that's a long time, three months.
It is. It's a It's a different...
Well, let's get to it, Bobby Sweet. And let's see. You're going to give us some of the songs that you've written and that are on your album, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought I would start today with the title cut from the album. I guess it was about a year ago. We lost my dad, and then wasn't a month later or so, a good buddy of mine passed away. And, you know, these changes come in your life, and always just seasons are enough for me to look at the time and say, wow, this really goes fast. And I just wrote a song about, I guess it's a bit just about the passage of time. This is called All These Changes.
Autumn is coming round, colors are coming down, songbird headed south for warmer ways, just like her memory. The melody stays with me as I wonder how the time has slipped away. All these changes here and gone before I know it. The older I grow, the faster been making firewood, more would be good, warmth and light against the long November nights, writing these songs of mine, trying to keep the time, but no matter what I do, slipping out of sight. All these changes here and gone before I know it. The older I grow, the faster they go. And if I had my way, I'd like to slow things down, 'cause most of the time I feel that I'm running so far behind. So I cling to the melody, reach for the harmony, just a fool hanging on to things that change. God in the mirror know how fast the time can go. You turn around and nothing is the same. All these changes here and gone before I know it. The older I faster they go, the older I grow, the faster they go.
I love that, Bobby Sweet. Let me ask you a question. You referenced your father's passing on. How tough has that been for you?
It's been really hard. I mean, Dad is the reason I got into music. I was born into this, and I was one of those kids that grew up thinking, this is what you do. And when I was a small child, I remember the band in the house all the time, and starting in Dad's band when I was 7 years old. And to be honest and put it right out there, some family relationships aren't perfect, but music was always where Dad and I met. And no matter where anything else was, we could sit down and play a song together. And even toward the end, he had dementia the last few years of his life. And I'd have some songwriters over to the house, potluck, and, you know, just passing tunes around, and I'd always just put a guitar in Dad's hand, and he couldn't make a sentence at that time or remember any words anymore, mm-hmm. but he could find all those chords for the song.
Did you sense he was proud of you?
Yeah, he was. He wasn't really the kind of guy who could say it, but I heard peripherally through friends and other people how proud he was, and so to be carrying on with music and that, he's in all my songs in his own way.
Interesting. So, Bobby, how did you meet Pete Seeger?
I met Pete at the Free Speech Festival at the Dreamaway Lodge over in Beckett, and that was the first time I met him, and I had played, I'd came off stage right before Pete, and I ended with a song that I wrote called My Family, which is a very Pete Seeger-esque, if I can use that word, type song. It invites people to sing along, and it sort of rallies people to say, come on, let's get together, we can do this. And he was over at his car getting his guitar out of his trunk, and I was putting my guitar in my car, and I looked over, and I'm like, by God, that's Pete right there. I'm going to go say hello, you know. And I walked over, and I said, Pete, my name's Bobby Sweet. It's nice to meet you, and thank you so much for all you've done, and I just can't tell you what an honor it is. And he said, that last song you played, that's a good song. And I said, well, how are you, Pete? And he said, well, I can't hear very well anymore, and I can't remember the words. And he just went back in his trunk and sort of got stuff together. And that was my conversation with Pete. But just to be in his presence was an incredible thing. It was an incredible thing for me.
It's a great story.
And I'm sure for anybody who's been near Pete.
Well, those of us who have had that chance in our lives know that, you know, it isn't that often that you get to touch that greatness.
Yeah.
Bobby, I just want to remind everybody that there's a record release concert, 7 p.m. Sunday, June 11th at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. You can go to the website, bobbysweet.com. I suppose you can go to the Colonial website in order to get set up. You're going to sing us some more songs. I love that. I notice you have two guitars there,
a smaller
one and a big fat one. Well, how do you decide which one to use?
Well, I do change the tuning from time to time, and it's sometimes more convenient.
I understand
to just
it.
Have
it's a banjo player. I get that.
Yes, you get it. To have a second instrument, so... So this is, I've loved the music of Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys, and swing music is so much fun for the band to play. And this is a little minor swing that I wrote, and as a songwriter, when I was younger, I guess my songs were all very, very personal, and be it working out sadness or what have you. But it's fun to, as you get older, you can write songs from an observational point or just... for the pure fun of it, and this is a song about a lonesome skunk here.
This is such a lonesome town. Black and white, 20 different shades of blue. It's a lonesome life when you feel the way I do. I sneak around back alleys after dark. I go downtown and I wander through the park. I hear things that people say. I come close, they run away. 'Cause I'm black and white, 20 different shades of blue. It's a lonesome life when you look the way I do. I see others on all fours, running in and out of doors. Oh, but they never let me in. I'm starting to think I may be jinxed. Really stinks. I have to say, it's not what I had planned to live this way. It would get to any man, and I must say it's just not fair the way they stick their noses in the air. 'Cause I'm black and white, 20 different shades of blue. It's a lonesome life when you feel the way I do. I'm black and white, turning 20 different shades of blue. Hey, I'm all right, I just wish they'd love me too.
That was terrific, Bobby Sweet. And I know we're going to run out of time unless I ask you what you'd like to play next.
Well, I'd like to play a song that I was just asked in an interview what my favorite song to play these days is. And I picked this one. And I wrote this about 10 years ago and have played it over the years. But the way the social climate is these days, this song has just been getting, the response has been tenfold of what it has been. And it's sort of my little plea to the media to please tell us the good stuff going on in the world, because all these people behaving terribly get all the headlines. And I know a lot of great stuff is going on every day out there. And if you look at your TV or your computer, you're bound to be discouraged. So I wrote this tune called The Ones Who Care.
Did you ever get the feeling you were born at the wrong time? And you're stumbling through a world you cannot recognize. And the front page news is just black and white blues. And the television too. There's no relief inside. Oh, I search, but I can't find. I want to know who is giving. I want to read about the living. Show me the ones who care. 'Cause I know they're out there. Instead of stooping in the muck and mire, with your long arm, could you reach a little higher and show me the ones who care? Well, it's clear to me you have no idea how good you are at helping spread the fear. Someone told me bad news sells. Maybe that's your bottom line. But do you think you could try to spread a little light? I want to know who is giving. I want to read about the living. Show me the ones who care. 'Cause I know they're out there. instead of stooping in the muck and mire, with your long arm could you reach a little higher and show me the ones who care? Now everywhere that I've been, I've seen more good than bad. And though the world is not all roses, give me the happy with the sad. Well, I read about who did what to who, and how much those lawyers made. That was through, and how many died in a suicide in the name of someone's God. I know everyday heroes more worthy of your ink than those. I want to know who is giving. I want to read about the living. Show me.
So it's Bobby Sweet, who is a terrific guitar player, terrific singer, 7 p.m. Sunday, June 11th at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. It's a great thing that you're bringing to us here. Bobby, what we're going to do is I'm going to say just a few more words here. Okay, here we go. Bobby Sweet's new album, All These Changes, will be released on June 11th, and the release will be celebrated with a concert at the Colonial Theater that night featuring Bobby and the B-Sweet Band. I love that. For more information, visit bobbysweet.com. Bobby, thank you so much for being here. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC, and Bobby, play us out.
All right. Thank you, Alan. It's been a pleasure to be here.
Music ringing in my ears is like laughter up against the tears when this world brings me down. A song will bring me round. Silver around the clouds reminds me the sun is out and the shadows falling here. They will disappear because it's a beautiful world after all. We've got higher and farther to fall. Between the wars and the walls, I still hear love call, and it's a beautiful world after. My friend says she does not care. This world is too much to bear. She hides her heart away beneath sad skies of gray. Love will drag you up and down every time you turn around. What else can I do? I will see love through, 'cause it's a beautiful world after all. We've got higher to fly and farther to fall. Between these wars and these walls, I still hear love call, and it's a beautiful world after all. It's a beautiful.